that you go with a new production of Knowledge Where is there some paradigmatic twist within the production of Knowledge or not, with, if we are looking that through the prism of current fights in university and within university?
I mean, from this point of view, the current struggles in university are to be understood as struggles against processes of hierarchization and processes of creative destruction of intellectual productive forces that are linked to the reorganization of capitalism in and beyond the crisis. I don't think that after the crisis, if there will be a moment after the crisis, capitalism will be less dependent on knowledge and cognitive labor. I really don't think so. If you look at the kind of attempts to overcome the crisis that are done in different parts of the world, let's take China and Argentina, for instance. Well, the first thing that both governments have done has been to increase the investment in public education. So this is a quite interesting sign, you know, also in order to understand the shifting kind of relationships of power at the global level.
So north-south continent. But on the other hand, it's really interesting that, okay, we have some increasing of the funds, especially in China and Argentina, but basically Europe is always talking about knowledge-based society, making basically now the biggest cuts in tertiary education and stuff like that. So,
well, this is what I was meaning when I spoke about the reorganization of power relationships at the global level. You know, China and Argentina are only two examples. There are other, you know, and it is quite realistic to say that these countries will play a more and more important role in world economic and politics after the crisis. What I was suggesting is that Europe is really kind of marginalizing itself, especially if we look at Europe considering it kind of unitary space, European Union. Because if we look at member states, then you find member states who are investing a lot on public education and knowledge production. For instance, Germany, and also France, in a way. Because France was kind of forcing, the French government was kind of forcing a process of deep reorganization of the university system. In 2008, there was a very strong resistance, there was a very powerful movement against that reform, but nevertheless, the Sarkozy government was able to implement the reform. And it is, I mean, a reform along the lines of the Bologna process, along the lines of the neoliberal principles, and so on. But what distinguishes France from Italy, for instance, is that the Sarkozy government decided to make huge investments in this new neoliberal system of tertiary education. And okay, you can say that you don't like it. I don't like it, of course. I mean, but at least there is a difference, and you must be aware of this difference when you look at France and Italy, for instance. Where they are kind of disrupting the existing system, proposing a reform along neoliberal principles without any money, without any investment.
What about, I don't know, the, let me say, theoretical idea of university as a basis for creative commons, like licensing, no more copyrights, but we will have, we could deal with copyleft. I mean, now we are speaking basically still on national sort of production of knowledge, but on the other hand, everybody are quoting basically the same authors and stuff like that. So, what can we do here? Can we start to speak about, I don't know, global knowledge, or the knowledge is still a domain of the national states and their Ausbildung?
Well, I think this is really a fundamental point. I think that what characterizes current developments in university systems, what I was referring to before with the phrase global university, points precisely toward the nationalization of universities and knowledge productions. And this is a point that is not really at the center of current struggles and mobilizations in Europe. You know, I think the biggest limit of these struggles has been precisely the fact that they developed within national spaces, while the polemical target of these struggles is not anymore a national target. So it is really very difficult to imagine successful struggles for the invention of a new model of university if this problem of the European dimension is not seriously tackled by students' movements and struggles. What I think is particularly interesting, at least in the Italian experience, is the spread of experiences of so-called self-education in university. That means, I mean, self-managed seminars where new methods and procedures of knowledge production can be experienced, you know, can be experimented. And I think that such experiences have to be really multiplied if we are to be able of speaking of university in terms of new commons and global knowledge.